Few Americans would recognize the name Silvestre Revueltas, so it might come as a surprise to many that he is considered one of the greatest Mexican composers of the 20th century. He was part of a circle of Mexican artists and political activists that included Diego Rivera and Frida Kahlo. Known for his orchestral pieces such as Sensimaya, he also wrote music for a number of films. This weekend, the Los Angeles Philharmonic will play his score for the 1935 film Redes during a screening of the movie. It's one of several events in L.A. this month that focuses attention on Revueltas. Esa-Pekka Salonen, music director of the L.A. Philharmonic, says this reflects a renewed interest in his work.
The interest towards his music today has to do with a sort of a global interest towards music from the fringes, as it were, you know, music from places other than the central European traditional centers of classical music, such as Berlin or Vienna and so on and so forth. I think audiences and musicians are looking at other cultures and other sources of repertoire today with great interest. And of course, Revueltas is one of the most interesting and powerful composers from Latin America.
You've been something of a champion of his music in that you recorded a CD of his music in his centennial year, 1999. What is it about his music that has attracted you?
There's an amazing freshness about his music. It is not polished, technically sometimes even clumsy, I would say, if you compare with composers like Stravinsky and Debussy and Ravel, these kind of people. And sometimes it's formally a little crude and so on and so forth. But there's a tremendous vitality in that music and directness of expression that I find very rare and very moving. And also, interestingly, he is one of the very few Latin American composers who managed to create a fusion between folk music and the sort of European type of art music that doesn't sound like a collection of postcards. It's not a sort of a touristy kind of detached way of looking at folk music. It's a style that is the way he speaks musically, and it's totally organic and natural for him. So it's not, the fusion is not intellectual, it's sort of organic.
Revueltas also wrote a number of scores for films, and this weekend the Philharmonic will be playing the score for the film Redes during a screening of that film. Can you tell us something about Redes?
It's a rather simple story about a village of fishermen where the people live under very difficult conditions and the catch has been very bad, and the child of one of the fishermen dies because of malnutrition. And this film is essentially about the social uprising, the fishermen becoming aware of their own position and how oppressed they are, and then finally revolting, and in that process finding unity and solidarity amongst themselves. And it's a very simple story, but the images are wonderful, very powerful indeed. And this is because of the director of the film, Paul Strand, who was one of the leading American photographers of the time.
Since you've been in L.A., the Philharmonic has started playing more film music as part of its repertoire. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, the fact that I'm interested in film music, it was actually a secondary thing. The primary thing was that when I came here, I thought that my responsibility and duty would be to explore the music of local composers and the folklore of Los Angeles and Southern California. And, you know, in the way the Vienna Philharmonic plays Johann Strauss waltzes and polkas, what is the sort of similar thing in Los Angeles? It's the film music, of course. So if we play the soundtrack of Psycho by Bernard Herrmann, it is as if the Vienna Philharmonic played the An der schönen blauen Donau or something like that. So it in a way, I wanted to connect with the cultural and musical environment in a sort of direct way. Quite naturally, we got to the point where we started playing film music.
Was it fun to do?
Yes, it is actually. There are also some sounds that are so incredibly powerfully linked to an image that you cannot hear the sound without seeing the image in one way or another, like the windscreen wiper music in Psycho. You hear 2 seconds of this music and you get this very powerful image, and it's fascinating how it works. And some of the best film music has reached the point where you don't think that this was actually composed by somebody. It's like folk music, you know, it's some music you've known all your life and you never thought about it as something that somebody had composed. But of course, somebody had, and somebody had composed it very well, Bernard Herrmann. But I find it fascinating to work with this material, which is so familiar and yet on some level unfamiliar at the same time.
This performance of the work of Silvestre Revueltas is part of the Philharmonic's Crossing Borders series. I'm just curious, as a European living in this very American city, Los Angeles, and yet from an outsider's perspective, viewing the incredible influence that this city has had from the South, how do you experience it as somebody who didn't grow up in that kind of environment at all?
I was actually surprised when I came here about 10 years ago how little of the Latin influence had actually seeped through. For me, it was as if the heavy arts institutions were deliberately trying to forget where they were. Now, I'm pleased to say that there has been a tremendous change of climate in LA. And during the last 5 years or so, there have been real efforts to actually look around and see where we are and who we are and how we should relate to the world around ourselves. And the future of arts in Los Angeles looks very promising as we are actually starting a dialogue with our environment, culturally speaking. And I think that is what makes Los Angeles one of the most exciting cities, artistically speaking, in today's world.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Esa-Pekka Salonen is the music director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. The Philharmonic will play the music of Silvestre Revueltas for the film Redes during a screening of the film Saturday and Sunday night.